We are so proud that we are working with a group that is diligent and willing to work, willing to share laughter and joy. Today, my message is going to be about the pillars of light that have been seen or are being seen around the planet. You are getting one-dimensional answers about what these are. I believe that we are going to share with you more information today that will help to manifest these experiences upon the planet even more. These pillars of light come from within the planet. These pillars of light are coming from without the planet. There are different manifestations, and yet they look the same. That is within is also without. And there are different purposes for these. Some of these pillars of light are portals. They are portals for the ascension into the fifth dimensional level of experience for those who are ready upon the planet to make that change. Some of these are transport beams, and beams that send love and light into the areas upon which they land. Some have mentioned the transports, for there are those who are being sent down or are accepting the rides down to the planet in a new way. The transport of mentors to those who will be working with you. The transport of those who are working with the planetary leaders that are up and coming. Some of you in this very group are receiving and have received new orders, new expectations of what you shall be moving into with this new energy level. This new world. Some of these that come from the inner part of the planet are indeed, again, bringing light, love, fifth dimensional energy into the surface of the planet, and some of those are also transports. Transports of those from Agartha, from Shambhala, from all parts of the inner earth to share with you, to celebrate with you. These lights are from the angelic realms. These lights are from the galactic realms. These lights are from the inner realms of the planet, from Mother Gaia herself. We know that you looked in earnest for pictures of these last weekend in your advance. It was not the time yet for you fully to be made aware. But now, you may invite these. You may find yourself in the place where they open up. Do not fear. Step into these. Allow them to work their magic with you. Believe in them, and they will come. They will be coming more and more and more upon the planet until she shines her beauty from within the planet. As a jewel that she is in the universe. You do not hear of the importance of these portals that are opening, which is why we share this with you today. And we know too that there are those who have concerns about friends or family, about traveling distances next month. What is going to happen? Know that each of you in this room, each of you on the phone, each of you who reads these words, all of you are going to be in the right place at the right time for anything that shall happen. And this is also for those who are part of your family. Those who are old people upon this planet, those who are young people upon the planet. There's no age of the soul. There's no lack of connection of the soul to the divine. There will be the perfection that is necessary for every step of this unfolding, for every step of this evolution. this has been worked on for tens of thousands of years. Would we let one sparrow fall? There is much to be agitated about, be in fear about, and that is not going to assist any of you. So we would share with you, read or not read, pay attention or not pay attention, it does not matter. For you are who you are, and you are going to be exactly where you are meant to be. And in this group, you have been prepared to help others. In this group, you have been prepared to take leadership positions. In this group, we will meet you on level ground and assist you in the process that you move upon at the times of the shifts. We are not meaning to be too serious today. We are in joy. We are in happiness. For all that has been written about, all that has been put off can no longer be put off, because the time is now. No more soon, no more impending. All that you wish for is unfolding in the moment. You may not see it in the words and the places that you want to see it yet, but know in your heart that it is unfolding now. And all of those things that you have heard of and expected and spoken of are in the now. Lord Buddha visited you several weeks back with that message that all is in the now. And I adapt that today to this time, this moment, this knowingness that you are in the now. That is my message for the day. I will be close for questions. As I said, Ashtar and Adama are also in this room for answers to questions, should you have those. So start thinking about what you would ask of them as well. We give you blessings. We give you our love. Namaste.
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 Ashila, I have the question. This is Tushila.
We are going to wait for questions until one who serves has his conversation with you, and then we shall speak in tandem for question answering. Will that be all right?
Yes, all right.
All right. Thank you. One who serves.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to serve you. That is what we come to do. But understand that as these things are happening, and Shira has said no more soon, no more immediate, but it is no more impending, but it is certainly going to be imminent. And these things that are happening and are happening now, as many have been saying, it is not only in the future, it is happening now, these things in the background, many of these things. But understand that as you are preparing for all of this, you have been doing so for a very long time. This is nothing new for you. And the process that you are going through is everything that you have been working toward, and we have been helping you work toward it. Many of us have been doing so, and those that are called the mentors are going to be with you very shortly. Time is fleeting now, as you would look at it, and as you also look at it, is not time speeding up. It is the movement now toward the no time. You are coming more and more to that. We have spoken of this before. You wonder about these things, and you wonder what is happening in September, or what is happening in October, and is the wave coming, and all of these things. And we can say to you that This is your moment. This is your December 21st, 2012. You understand this?
Yes.
This is what was spoken of back then when you were all going to go through the ascension wave at that time. But as you know, it was postponed for many different reasons. Predominantly, though, mankind yourself, your collective consciousness said, wait. Your higher selves all got together and said, wait. We want everyone to come along. And everyone now has that opportunity to come along, to be a part of this. And there are only those that have decided previously that they do not want to be a part of this, that they wish to stay in the old ways and to be in the familiar. But you yourselves are going to be letting go of the familiar in many respects. All that you have come to know, all that you have come to understand is going to go, which is you're saying bye-bye. Because it must happen that the old passes away for the new to sprout new growth. As you saw in the movie, do you remember at the very end of the movie what happened? The tree grew from a seed and grew and grew and grew, and that was to show there was the end of the old there and the beginning of the new blossoming. And you are in that new blossoming age as we speak now. And those of us that are mentoring to you and preparing you to mentor to others, you see, you have heard about the mentors that are coming, but you yourselves are also the mentors. You are the ones that are going to assist a great many. You will have your mentors helping you to help others. And that is what it is all about, in service to others. And you yourselves are that type here. You are the service to others. Even though you may not think that now, you are deep within you. And when the memories return, and they are returning and are going to continue to return, when those memories return, you are the ones again that are the mentors again. That is our message here. We will answer questions now. Ashira, we, the one who serves, and Adama, and Ashtar, all standing by here if you wish. We've got the whole gang here. Anyone you wish to ask a question here?
Yes, hi, Allison. I would like to ask a question.
Yes, Allison.
I had a dream the other night that I was told to look for human-looking people wearing a specific outfit. Dark gray, sort of running, thin nylon, sort of t-shirts, very tightly fitted. Gray crew neck, short sleeve with a very bright turquoise trim around the collar, around the sleeve. And I was wondering, I don't remember anything else from the dream other than that was the most important thing, was to recognize these people. And I'm wondering, is that specifically for me? Are those my mentors? Are they extraterrestrials? I was wondering if you could share with us whether or not that's a message for all of us. For me, I'm not sure. Thanks.
Yes, we are passing this to you, Ashira. If you are ready for it.
I am ready for this.
Yes.
Ashtar is here speaking with us as well. So you were upon the ships. You were doing your duties that you have upon the ships. And the light that was left with you internally was to look for these are your shipmates, these are the people who will be coming to the planet more and more with the pillars of light, and that you will be able to see them. But you're going to be able to recognize them, not necessarily dressed in those clothes at the moment when you see them, but you will have the memory of those people, those beings that you share time with and love with. You will recognize them. You will recognize them on the TV. You will recognize them in the grocery store. You will recognize them. And when you recognize them, you will have the memory in your mind of that uniform that you see them in. Does that make sense to you, Allison?
It does. So are they mentors? Are they their colleagues? Is that what you're saying?
They're colleagues on the ship. They are not necessarily mentors to you, but it is an awareness that you have. Each person in this room has gifts that are opening. Each person in this room has purposes for those gifts. You will be finding these gifts appearing to you more and more. And this is one of yours, is to recognize those with whom you serve in other dimensions so that you are more aware of their purpose too upon the planet as this shift occurs.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Just to add here that
yes,
there is also the use of telepathy. Many of you are already coming into understanding that you have this gift of telepathy, and it is in, maybe in the very beginning parts of it to remember this. But it is there, and it is going to come much more useful to you in the very near future here, as you are coming in contact with many of different, let's just say different than you are in many respects. And your way of understanding and recognizing them will be through the use of telepathy. And they will use that as well for you. And if you are having difficulty with this as the shift occurs, you will be given instruction on how to utilize this. But if you look within your own lives now, look at how you communicate with animals, or you communicate with other individuals, and look at how you are able at times to ascertain what they are thinking, or to send a message telepathically to them, and they pick it up. You see? So you are going to have this occur more and more and more. So just be ready for it. Are there other questions here now?
I have a question about my baby, Ms. Sushila. Yeah, I'm running out of my due date. But the doctor is saying we cannot wait furthermore, because the baby is getting bigger in size and it will end up with a C-section. So I'm so anxious about my delivery. Then I heard of in the inner earth, the delivery is just easy processing, is less painful, no stress, nothing. But here, you know, birthing is compared like a rebirth to the mom and birth to the child. So why this is the different? So everything is based on the love. So the mom is having the love to the baby is not compared with anything. So throughout my pregnancy, I'm asking help and support from all ascended masters. So successfully I completed my pregnancy, you know, right now I'm in 40 weeks. But the one doesn't know about, you know, that ascended masters, so they are having a lot of suffering. So why is that? Why they are having this difference? So why we cannot make it easy as the birth to everybody?
I will go with this. Cecilia, we are so glad you join us today. And we are happy about the soul that is joining your family. What I would say to you, what we would say to you, is yes, at this point in time, there is a discomfort that goes with childbirth upon this planet. We would love to see a different experience, but in this planet, in the 3D experience, this is what you have. And we understand as well your concerns about the birth of this child. We would say that the child is going to announce when it is time for the birth to occur. We would also say that should the occurrence of the C-section take place, become necessary, that you should be relaxed about this. Not all children need to make the journey through the vaginal canal of the mother. Some children are meant to be lifted from the mother's body. That is the easy track for the child to experience birth. It may not seem so easy to you. We understand your fears and concerns. But we would say that this is, if you allow this child to make its timing known to you, and you have conversations with this one, that you will know when the time is right. You will know that it is not necessary to follow the doctor's clock. You will know internally. Your water may leak. Your birth pains may begin and be not fruitful. We would share these things with you to ease you, not to frighten you. But we would say that if it is within your ability to plan for the child to set its birth time, that benefits the soul in the greatest way. And again, should you see that the requirement is for a birth by cesarean, know that the child was not meant to go through the journey of the normal quote-unquote birth. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, thank you very much for your love and gratefulness to me, my baby, and love you too.
We love you. We give you our support, our love, and call on us. We want to be with you more and more. Bless you. One who serves,
thank you.
Do you have something to add?
No, not at this time. We must say that it's been a very long time where we had that type of situation to deal with here. That was a joke, people. It's been a very long time that we had any kind of situation such as this.
And it will be wonderful when the fifth dimension and the ascension and the new partnerships and the new children arrive, because they will arrive in ways that will amaze you.
Yes. That we can say. Would there be other questions here now?
Hi, this is Charles. I have a question for Ashtar.
Hello, Charles.
I have actually a two-part question for maybe some in the group who do not know who you are. If you can give a brief description of who you are and what your role is in the ascension process, and then I have a second question after that.
Let us give time for shift. I am Ashtar. I serve under Lord Sananda's command in this universe. I have been here to assist the planet and assist all of those who serve upon my ships in your multidimensional selves. Many of you here are, in fact, working upon ships with me, and you are mine. You are mine to watch over. You are mine to continue to move forward along the service that you have bound yourself to this planet. I am here to continue to assist with other ships that are coming from other planets, other systems, to help be the organizer of all of that, so that as these events continue to occur upon the planet, that they happen in the way that Prime Creator has set forth. And it has been my greatest pleasure to serve Lord Sananda and be at his beck and call for those things that he directs me to. And I have spoken through many upon the planet to assist in the belief in the galactic brothers and sisters that we are, and the faith that we have in you for moving this process forward. And your question, sir?
The question is, since you are beyond the veil and beyond time, you have been communicating with many on the planet for a number of years now. Could you describe what a timeline shift looks like from your perspective, and what does the timeline look like a few years down the line as it shifted recently?
A few years down the line, there's no timeline. It will be non-existent because you will have shifted yourselves. Timeline from days past was filled with the prophecies of destruction, was filled with the prophecies of the planet not surviving this particular timeline that had been in place that was written about in Native people's paintings and books around the planet, in the Holy Bible known upon this culture, of the Mayan people, of all of those who expected that this would be the end of days. And yet there was a continuance beyond the end of days to now the new earth. At one time, there was many, many timelines, almost as many that had been created upon this planet as people that lived upon this planet. And because the programming had been so insistent of expectation of end, that is what many of the timelines of the individuals had created. But as we actively, more actively entered the picture, sometime back, close to 50 years of your time ago, we began to see things change. We began to change things. And we brought forth a timeline, collapsing other timelines upon it, not only in our own powers, our own efforts, but we watched as this occurred. And so the shifts began to happen slowly at first, and yet they began to happen more and more quickly in the past 20 years. And those shifts, as we saw it from our perspective, was an outcome difference than the one that had been planned for so many thousands of years. What we saw from our perspective was that there was a new hope, a new song coming from the planet. The work of the light workers who had incarnated, as well as those who are working upon the planet from other dimensions, other planets, other places, all came together to make this new world occur, to allow the unfolding, to move things aside, to move those who had been in power aside. That took much planning. And the timelines continue to shift because there was feelings of upsurge in the human population, the human consciousness, and then the feeling of being overpowered again. And so we continue to see as those millions of timelines continue to move into unity, into oneness over the time. And you have heard that the timelines have shifted moment to moment, day to day, because of the consciousness upon the planet. But we will tell you now that there is one timeline, there is one movement forward. And that movement forward is to no timeline, no expectations, no powers over you. All of this is occurring now. What does it look like to us? It looked like chaos when we became involved. It looked like chaotic actions, chaotic thoughts, chaotic consciousness. Now, there is much more unity, and that will only increase. Much more consciousness at the divine level of what the expectations for the timing are to be. And so it allows us, from our perspective, to step in at this time, to be more hopeful, and bring forth the joy and the expectation at the human consciousness level, that mass consciousness level, that comes to realize that the prior prognostications for doom, gloom, and the end of the planet are gone. And now, what all are moving upon is the love and the doing away of fear. Do you see this in the moment-to-moment movies, the moment-to-moment shows, the moment-to-moment life upon the planet? No, you are still seeing chaos. That is a result of old timeline planning. Old thought processes, past. What is indeed created in the now, though, is the love and the expansion that is present in the human population and the human consciousness. Does that answer your question, dear one?
Yes, thank you, and I want to thank you and all of our galactic and interdimensional brothers and sisters who are helping with this ascension process. Thank you.
Well, and we thank you for the work that you are doing. We know that you are aware of many of your purposes upon this planet at this time. We know that you are part in service to us, and we appreciate that. And we give you thanks and bless you on your journey, sir.
Thank you.
One who
would
serves.
There be any other questions here now?
Yes.
Hello?
I would like to ask Ashtar a question, please.
Ashtar is present.
Dare I ask if it's true what Archangel Michael told us in a message, that you shall be landing before the end of this year?
My dear, we are already landing.
Mm-hmm.
We are
wow.
already being seen. We are already doing what we can. What will facilitate the landings will be the shift in consciousness and the raising of the frequency in this planet, the raising of the vibration. We cannot make those journeys unless those upon whom we visit are of the correct frequency. But that will change upon the entire planet. And that is changing now. And we know that many of you visit us at night. We know that we visit many of you at night. We know that these communications are already being made. And so, yes, you can wait eagerly, but again, you are one of our children. You are one of those who serve the Ashtar Federation of ships. And we appreciate your service. Thank you, dear one.
Thank you, Ashtar.
Other questions here?
I have a question. Will we spend time in the Hollow Earth while Gaia is restored to her original state?
Your destiny, you might say, is somewhat predetermined. You will have the opportunity to choose at various levels and various points as you move along as to where you wish to find yourself. Whether it is on the ship with Ashtar or Sananda or whatever it might be, or if it is in the hollow or the inner earth areas. There is very little to be concerned of in terms of catastrophes and this types of things that will come to the surface of the earth as she is continuing her birth process, you might say, into the higher vibrations. This is an ongoing process. There may be a point at some future time where there will be necessity for a little bit more of a shift to other areas that are somewhat endangered here on the planet, but that is something far more ahead here. Nothing to be concerned about. You will find yourself exactly, as Ashira has said earlier, you will find yourself exactly at the right place, at the right time, in the right moment, when the need arises. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you, and Ashira and Ashtar.
God bless you.
Would there be anything else here? Other further questions?
I have one.
Yes.
I was wondering if anyone would know of my twin flame and how he's doing.
It is most important that you know of your twin flame. It is not important that we know, that you know. So also in the right place, at the right moment, you will come to know your twin flame. You already know them, rather. We should change this. You will come to remember them. And this is for everyone here, not only who has asked this question, but for everyone, that you will come to the point and come to the time when there is no question as to this is the one. This is the one you have been searching for your entire life here as you search for a mate, you see? And this, why do you think you find yourself a mate and they're not quite what you expected them to be? Because they do not match up to who you are, to your twin flame, to the two of you together, you see? So that is coming, and you will come to know this, but for anyone to say this is your twin flame or that is your twin flame, not only is ruining the surprise for you, but is also not being correct in doing so. You see?
Yes.
It has to come from within you. Anything you wish to add here?
No, I think you did that beautifully.
Good, we think so too.
Well done.
Any further questions here?
Somebody's on the phone.
Hello, Shante. This is Sarah. I have a question.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes. Yes, Sarah.
Today I was meditating. After I finish, I hear whispering in my ear. They say sanctity. I would like to know what that means.
I did not catch that. What was the word?
Sanity.
Sanctity. What's going in my ear? After I finished my meditation this morning.
You're still not understanding the word you are using here. Sanctity?
Yes, sanctity.
Can you spell? Do you want to spell?
Is it S-A-N-C-T-I-T-Y, Sarah?
Yes, sanctity.
That particular word was given to you, that everything is holy. Everything is light. Everything is God, if you want to refer to it as that. Everything is love, sanctity. Remember to honor all things, all people, everything that you experience as the holy light that is guiding you, the holy light that you are, and that you are in the place and the time at this moment to bless all in your world by remembering that this is the truth of your being. Does that make sense, dear one?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bless you.
Any further questions here?
Hello, James. I'm sorry. This is Mark.
Yes. James is here
quick
too.
Question.
But is somewhat in the background here. Yes?
Understood. Thank you. Quick question. You know, for the last quite a few years, this is concerning the body and specifically skin. I've noticed, I've got a few areas that, you know, for lack of a better description, you know, I sometimes feel like the illustrated man, where these particular areas, they actually change, you know, and they seem to, you know, convey some messages at some times. And I'm just curious, you know, I mean, I know a couple of other folks that are dealing with the same thing. Is this something that is transitory, or is there any information, you know, about this? Thank you.
Sierra, you or me first?
Go ahead first. That would be fine.
We're going to say here that there is a, not a condition, we're not going to use that word, but there is a shift that is happening in many people across the planet. And many are noticing these changes in their body in many different ways. Some in the skin, some in the internal organs, some in the hair, and all different types of things that are occurring. And these changes are nothing to be concerned about, because they are a letting go of old things within the body, old things that no longer work, shedding away all the impurities in the body, purifying the body. These things are happening. And at times when this purification process happens, there are things that come up that are not so sightly or something you would not want to be there. But as to messages that would be coming from this, it is not so much a message directly, it is just that the body is changing. You are going through a shift, you are going through a transition. And all across the planet will have various things that are occurring with them through this shift, through this transition. And it will not always be pleasant, but we can assure you that at a certain point, all the unpleasantries and things will be gone. Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
Do you have further questions about this, Mark?
No, that's good for me.
All right, then I will let that be then. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any further questions here? Then we are going
to... Hi, sorry, it's Allison. I had a couple of other questions. One is, I recently saw a presentation by an expert in sacred geometry and sacred spaces who shared that the theory that the story of the Garden of Eden and the eating of the forbidden fruit is actually a lie, and that it is, in fact, exactly what we should be doing. Eating the forbidden fruit is to learn how to work on our own power and stepping into this deep level of knowledge, sort of as a living resurrection. Is that what you are helping us with, so that we can experience this living resurrection where we leave our bodies, come back, and then have stepped into our power?
We would say that that is certainly a different understanding than most of you have ever heard before. So to say that it is a lie is not quite the right word here to use. Even though you have been deceived in many respects throughout your lifetimes and your evolution here on this planet, to look at what you are speaking of it was an allegory, a metaphor of this shift that occurred a long time ago from movement away from your God consciousness, a movement away from the connection to your source. And the movement of that disconnection that occurred at that time is to look at all of these things that have occurred over your lifetimes, that there was this shift that happened. We're having difficulty here. There is a problem within this one's stomach here, and it is shifting the energies here. Ashira, would you take over here, please?
Yes, thank you.
Had a disconnect here.
I will be happy to take over. We will add to this, dear Allison, that those in power utilize this story over the centuries to disempower women. Yes, the origins of the story were from the shift from long ago, and yet this has been utilized to disempower women, to take women from the strength and the sole partner of the masculine, to take the feminine into disempowerment, to be the one to blame for the shift, to be the one to blame for taking the whole family out of the kingdom of God. All of this, of course, was used by those who would control you. And so there are aspects of the story which are missed by the conversation from this one from whom you saw the presentation. But you think about the harm that was wrought upon the planet in terms of women. Women who have been in other countries, women who have lived through different ages. And the power, the strength, the contributions that women make to the soul bond with the male. that is something to remember and to take away from that story too. Does that make sense, Allison?
It does, and I took when I heard this, I understood it that we are in fact to take part and take a bite out of the forbidden fruit. That the apple is exactly what we should be eating and focusing on, because that is knowledge, that is truth,
and that
will lead to a living resurrection. Is that correct? My understanding of that?
Yes, not the apple literally, of course, but the understanding. That the more truth we understand, the more that we can walk upright, full, and utilize the Garden of Eden, utilize the strength and the understanding and the wisdom that you carry. You are correct. It is the ingesting of truth, and that is what we have strived to do as the leaders in this group in terms of servicing you. Leaders may not be the appropriate word, but those who have been in service to you have been spoon-feeding you this information. And your understanding of this it goes very deeply into who you are and what you bring to the table. Again, this has been used by those who would corrupt you, who would keep you subjugated, to keep you in a position of being in fear of hidden truths, and being in fear of the knowledge that is yours by right. And this time now is allowing you to ingest that, to grow from it, and to seek your path. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And also to step into truth and out of ignorance.
Yes.
Is what is coming to me. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you so much. Bless you.
I would like to ask. If it would be appropriate now if we directed 3 ohms towards James to help him recover.
Part of what is happening at this moment is the energy in this room is very high.
Oh.
And others may also be feeling this high energy level. And the bodies have a difficult time sometimes in processing the energy as it's present in the room. Yes, let us sing 3 ohms and allow that this process of energy infiltrates into the body and balances out again.
Saw a chalkboard, and I was writing all type of math equations, the kind that I stay away from in my normal life. But I understood it all so well as I was writing these equations on the board, and I kept seeing this owl. So I just wanted to see if you had any kind of reflection on that dream.
And what would your symbolism for the owl be?
Yeah, I think that the owl meant wisdom, that I was gaining wisdom. But I'm not sure. I just wanted to see what you could see on that.
Well, we would agree with you. It is always important to know what a symbol means to someone. If someone tells us they dreamt of waves coming and crashing on the shore, for some that may seem at peace and some that may cause consternation. So the importance of symbols is, what does it mean to you? We would say that you are channeling information that you have at the higher levels in your other activities, and that this is a way of having it bleed through into your conscious mind. You have a deep understanding of these activities, and they are going to be important for you as you move forward in creating this new world. Thank you for the question, and welcome for being here.
Thank you.
James, are you in better spirits?
We are back here.
All right.
What is your saying? Fall off the horse and jump right back on it again. That's what we encouraged the James to do here, so he's doing so.
All right.
Welcome. Welcome.
Would there be more questions from the group?
I have a question. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
My question is, every morning I go to work, in the morning, I go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I see a light in the sky. I know it's not a star, and I know it's not a plane. Is it one of the ships?
They are beckoning you home. They are letting you know you are with them, and they are with you. And that is with you throughout the day. And it gives you hope when the moments come that tend to send you a little bit astray off of your path. And you remember that every morning the ship shines for you. Yes?
So they're aware that I'm aware of them?
You are part of them. That is the memory that is to be given.
Thank you.
Bless you.
This is the looking beyond the veil, as we have spoken of, the glimpses that you get as you are doing so. And the veil is dropping for many of you. And one of these days, it will be gone completely. Oh, what you will see then. Would there be any further questions here now before we release channel for second time? Then we are going to release channel. We apologize for the disconnect here, but sometimes things happen. What is your saying? S happens, does it not?
Yes.
Just add a little bit of levity here into the situation. It's not quite as bad as it may have appeared. James may have been overacting a little bit here. But it was painful for him. And those of you here are going to have instances such as this or other types of things. This is all part of the process. And as Shira said, as these energies rise, what can come? Anything can happen. So be ready for this. The energies are rising. And when you are in a group such as this and the energies have piled up and piled up as they have here in this room, you can begin to feel an overflowing of the cup. And that is what has happened here. The cup overfloweth with the strong energies that are coming in. And all of you are generating these energies. And we must say that since your advance here, we almost said since your ascension, since your advance here, the energies are even stronger than they were before. So it is but need to come into balance here, need to come into a balance to the energies so that the shift that is occurring is a minimal shift. Now, you can see how it is maybe affecting those of you here. Imagine what it is going to do when it comes in full blast as the wave, and it hits all of those that have no understanding of any of this and are not ready for it. You see? This is why it has been lessened over a period of time here, and why you have not had the immense shift happen all at one moment. You would not have been able to withstand this. So it is a lessening of the process to allow for the shift and the transition to happen somewhat more gradually. But we can tell you that it will come where it will not be quite so gradual. You will definitely feel it, as we have been saying. But hopefully at that point you will be in a good space, and you will find yourself in a elevated and higher vibrational process at that moment. We wish to say one more thing here, that the occurrence that happened on your advance in the James going into the higher self process here, into that program that had been built for some time, it just needed to have a catalyst to bring it out, and that weekend was the catalyst. And it was meant to show you, all of you that were there, and all of you that are here now, that this is the process that has happened. This was a demonstration. It was not only to come through the James here. It will come through the Sue. It will come through each and every one of you in very different ways. Will not need to be channeling, so to speak, but it will come through in many ways as gifts of the Spirit, as you are connecting more and more and more with your higher God self, you see? So you can expect this to occur in ways in the times coming. And yes, it will come through the James again. He has already been told about this, that there will be moments where this will be necessary to have this and demonstrate this again to show that it is possible for all here. And that is what we wish for you to take from this, that it is your destiny, not only an individual's destiny, but all of you that are here in this room, all of you that listen over the phone, and all of you that are resonating to these words as you are reading them or hearing them. That is all we have here. We will release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you.
I am Ashira. Thank you again for this day, for this time to share with you, to listen in on your conversations and be able to pick those up and use those as materials for our words. We give you thanks. We give you our love, our peace, and our blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
I would just like to say, on behalf of the